Hey, you!
What?
Listening to this podcast right now! Do you want to hear a fucking podcast about anything and everything?
Yeah.
Like movies, music, television, and more?
Oh my god.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Yes.
Subscribe to Journey Into Comics Network, and you get Podcastrophe,
hosted
by me,
yes.
Dick. Why not throw a couple bucks to the Patreon? It's your choice. Yeah. This is a Podcastrophe.
That sounds so awesome.
The following is a Journey Into Comics Network production.
This is a tasty burger. You ever tried shawarma? Huh? There's a shawarma joint about two blocks from here. I don't know what it is, but I want to try it.
Do you want some coffee, Mr. Tully?
Do I?
Yes, have some.
Yes, have some.
Is butter a carb?
Will you stop eating?
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Good afternoon, world. My name is Lauren. I'm going to be your host this afternoon for this episode of Foodies Watching Movies. Here are my good friends and co-host Nate Phillips. How are you doing today, Nate?
I'm doing awesome.
AP, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Ronica, how about you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm drinking some coffee and we just had this amazing lunch and I'm ready to talk about it.
Yeah, how are you doing, Lauren?
I'm very hungover.
Yeah, you had a potty last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Spoiler alert. So yeah. Now that makes the meal that we had even more interesting. Was it successful hangover food?
Yes, it really was.
Yes!
I got up very early this morning, even though I only got maybe, as of 6 a.m. this morning, I had been awake for 23 hours.
Damn.
And then I fell asleep around 6:30. I slept until like 9:30. Then I got up, did some laundry, and then I went out to the grocery store, got the chicken and the rice, and then I came over here.
That is dedication.
Can I just say, I read one of your tweets or your Facebook posts aloud. I want to call them tweets because you Facebook post like you tweet, if that makes sense, and I love it. But you said, quote me if I'm wrong, it said something like, It was like 12:56, and you had a hot dog?
Yeah.
12:56 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
I can't, I wish I fucking had it in right in front of me, because
I feel like it said, like, it's 12:56 a.m., and I'm eating a hot dog.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was just like,
who's not?
I'm pretty sure my exact words were, Lauren is living the good life. What?
Lauren's Facebook posts always crack me up, and, that was one of the reasons we became friends on Facebook, and I kept seeing her Facebook post, and I was like, man, I need to be friends with this girl. She's hilarious. So I invited you to breakfast, and then we became friends.
Yep.
Can we talk about the Raw story? I love the Raw story.
What's up?
The Raw story.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a great thing, because you're a foodie. You're watching a movie called Raw, you were telling us.
Yes.
Not where my mind went at all. I'm scrolling Facebook.
You and Keith Evans were both in the same boat.
I like.
Well, did you think she was watching wrestling?
Fuck yes, I did, and I panicked.
Dork.
I panicked. I was like, oh my god, Lauren could be on Journey into Wrestling with us. Shit, I have to make that happen. And I went to comment like, girl, you got to get in on some wrestling. And I saw that Keith Evans had been like, wait, you watch wrestling? And then her comment was like, no, it's a movie. And I was like,
crushed.
Damn it. I was so certain we were going to nerd
out. I saw that
out.
Post and I was like, ooh, I bet Nate's going to think she's watching wrestling.
I did too. I was so excited. Also, like, Taco Bell posts are life. I love your Taco Bell posts because I'm a huge... I have my Taco Bell a very, very specific way.
What's your order?
Oh, we're fast fooding it. Okay, so if I'm going to Taco Bell right now, I would probably get whatever their $5 box is at the time. Right now, it's like a chicken quesadilla with, like, a spicy jalapeno sauce. But it's like
the spicy stuff. Your order with Taco Bell varies based on what's in their $5 box.
Sometimes, but sometimes I just like keep it basic. But there's some things that I always do. So like the $5 box typically comes with like two kinds of taco. It's like a soft shell taco and a burrito, or it's a soft shell taco and a hard shell taco, or it's a Doritos Los Tacos and a hard shell taco, or whatever. Whatever the combo is, I always get it beans instead of beef. I always get it no lettuce. Everything else, however they make it, I typically like it supreme with tomatoes and the sour cream. But the new wrap they have, or it's a quesadilla, has crispy chicken in the quesadilla. It's fucking unreal.
That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. What would you order from Taco Bell right now?
I don't go to Taco Bell all that often. It's been like a couple years since I've been to Taco Bell.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Although
I was in the same boat as you probably up until like 2 or 3 months ago. That's when we got the first Taco Bell in Winfield down where I work. So
down there.
I hadn't eaten Taco Bell probably in like the past like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I just don't know where the one is, but even when there was one nearby, I didn't go there all that often. But usually when I'd go, I'd get like 3 or 4 soft shell tacos, just with meat, cheese, and tomatoes, and then I'd put some mild sauce on it.
Oh, delicious.
That was always good. Nice quick on-the-go meal.
Mm.
I always get a Nacho Bel Grande.
Damn. That's right. I love the Nacho Bel Grande. Right there.
Add avocado.
Oh.
Add guacamole. Language. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I was like, just straight avocado. Taco Bell doesn't have straight avocado.
No, they're not hipster enough for that. They're not like Chipotle.
Guac.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
What about you? V, what are you ordering from the Taco Bell drive-thru right now that we're in imaginarily?
Probably regrets. I'm being honest.
Fuck, I wasn't expecting that. That was great. There was another fist bump.
I don't know. I'd probably get one of those caramel apple empanadas because they're delicious. And I would get some cheese roll-ups with mild sauce because...
That's your jam.
That's my jam. That's a nice, so easy thing.
Oh, sorry.
Won't make you sick or anything.
What are you going to wash that down with?
Oh.
They had a Starburst drink at one point, like it was like a slushy drink.
Really?
Yeah, the pink Starburst one, and that was really tasty. But otherwise, I'm just getting a Pepsi or a Coke, whatever.
Sounds like sugar, just like straight.
Oh, it was legit, straight up pure sugar.
I'm not gonna lie, man. Train of our existence, what's up? And they're definitely gonna hear that. All the mics are live, picking that up. But honestly, I am a root beer fiend. Love root beer.
I don't like that it doesn't have any sugar in it, or it doesn't have any caffeine in it.
Yeah, I don't like root beer at all. I don't jam on the sarsaparilla.
I just feel like if I'm drinking pop, I might as well be getting caffeine from it. So
right.
I guess that's a fair point, but I just love the taste.
Well, I could also say that that's a similar thing with ginger ale, but I love drinking ginger ale even though it's caffeine free.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there are root beer people, and there are ginger ale people. And I am a root beer person. What are you, AP? These two are ginger ale people.
I'm a root beer person.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Another fist bump.
I have officially fist bumped the entire group of foodies today.
It's just a fan
in the first
today.
7 minutes. Wait, what did you just say? Did you just say I'm a fan of fisting?
I said Nate's a fan of fisting today.
Dick move. Not cool. So let's... Well, while it's hot, we should probably get into the food of the day.
Yeah.
You know, we are foodies watching movies. We like to do different food things. I decided to just get really stupid, and I challenged the three of you to bring me a Chopped Mystery Box challenge. I will say, spoiler alert, I knew a couple of the items, like, I kind of had an idea of, I really didn't have any clue what was coming. But when I opened it, it was like there were eggs, and it was a pomegranate and peanut butter extra crunchy. Like, I mean, it had literal peanuts in it. It had these shrimps and some delicious-looking chicken, let me just tell you.
Oh, that chicken was beautiful. Sarah was gushing about the chicken.
I feel like I'm missing...
Wine?
Oh, the wine was the ingredient.
Pinot
the
Noir.
Pinot Noir.
That made me want to watch Kimmy Schmidt.
So I looked at this box. Oh, rice. Very important.
Oh, that yeah, the jasmine important, rice.
The jasmine rice, brown jasmine rice.
Oh, my
rice.
God, that rice was so good.
Hold on, we're getting there. We're getting there. So real quick, I'll kind of detail to you guys that I opened the box, and I was just like, at first I kind of thought, fuck, what did you do? Like, you idiot. Why did you tell these people you could do anything with random ingredients? This is going to end terribly. And I, like, settled into it, and I was like, just look at the fucking ingredients and put it together. And I was like, ah, I want to do a play on some, like, pad thai. The peanut butter and the chicken is really what got my wheels turning. And I knew that I could do something nice with the rice and complement all that. The eggs, obviously, in pad thai, typically there are some eggs. I scrambled them this time, which isn't really how they're typically prepared. I'm not actually sure how they prepare Asian egg.
Like a fried rice, maybe?
It might be, maybe.
They scramble it and put it in rice. You can also fry it and then chop it up.
They fry it and chop it up. That's what they do for mm-hmm. the pad thai. At least, well, they used to do it exotic thai, which they closed.
Oh, everybody closed was so disappointed. Favorite that place restaurant. Closed recently. Exotic thai. That was pretty good.
So.
Where was it? On 45th in
Indianapolis and Highland.
Oh, they closed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Five Star Thai in Maryville is still open, or it may be Crown Point. I don't know where it is, but that place is really good too.
It doesn't have as good as Red Curry as what Exotic did.
Well, I grew up eating Five Star Thai, and it's my favorite.
I grew up never having Thai ever until I moved to this area. Legit, that's real. But with the back to the box, I was kind of riffing on the dish that I had at Exotic Thai, but I'm missing components and just kind of playing on it. So I started with the rice, cooked the rice down with some lime juice and some sriracha, gave it kind of a creamier texture in the end, which was really, really nice. I actually expected it to be a little drier than that, so I was pleasantly surprised that it came out how it came out.
Yeah, it was creamy and delicious.
Then with the chicken, before I did anything with the chicken, I took butter, melted it down, put the extra crunchy peanut butter inside of it, mixed it up, made it a real nice, kind of a nice, not too thick, not too runny texture. I dipped the chicken after I had sliced it up smallly into little strips, and then I fried it. And that was an awesome idea, because that was really good, actually, I thought.
Yeah, the eggs were good and really peppery.
Well, I haven't got to the eggs yet because the eggs, you got to whisk them. I was telling you guys this, the secret to the perfect egg. You don't need milk or any kind of, you can use, people use, what is the sour cream? You don't have to. But the best thing to do is aerate it until there's a fine layer of bubbles on the top of your eggs. So it's perfectly aerated. You drop them in, they're going to be nice and fluffy. So then the next thing I did was start working on the shrimp. And I just cooked the shrimp up. They were already like pre-cooked shrimp, so you had to like technically reheat them, but you can like kind of give them a little sear. And I put a little bit of the Pinot Noir wine in there, and that's pretty much the dish. Assembled it, topped it with a little bit of sriracha. Bingo.
Let me see a picture of it on the Instagram.
Oh, man, look how good he is. Right into the plug.
Yeah, we took pictures of what we ate on and put it on our Foodies Watching Movies Instagram. And we also will be having more pictures to put on our Facebook page as well. Awesome. To come.
Sweet. You guys took some good pictures. I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I was fucking busy cooking, so.
Yeah, and I took a little video of you and AP doing the hot sauce.
Oh, challenge. Yeah, we should talk about that too before we get out of this. So you guys coordinated the box a little bit. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have any idea what was coming from this?
No.
Were there any guesses to what I might have done, or was it just like,
no, we were mostly just talking about like, well, maybe I'll bring this, maybe we'll bring this, and then we just kind of went our separate ways and did it.
Yeah. The peanut butter was the wild card. I don't think I even told you when I was like,
maybe. No, I didn't know you were bringing peanut butter.
Yeah, I threw it as like a backup, like, peanut butter. I'm going to throw it in there.
It made the dish because it changed everything. If I wouldn't have had that, I probably would have struggled a little bit more with what exactly to make. I probably would have done more of like a garlicky chicken and the better rice, but yeah.
The peanut butter chicken turned out really good. I was super pleased with it.
Me too.
And the chicken that Lauren had brought from Whole Foods was like incredible. It was next level. I've never
seen a better piece of chicken.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I got the organic boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Tasty.
The rice was really good. I liked the pomegranate seed garnish that you put on there because I put a pomegranate in the basket.
Yeah, it was like the bizarre one. And I was like, I don't really, I'll just garnish it with this.
It worked. It was a nice like citrusy, well, not citrusy, but like refreshing, bright flavor.
Yeah.
To cut through that peanut butter chicken.
Yeah, it was kind of saucy. We finished the meal. And you and I, AP, got talking about Hot Ones and some other future possibilities down the road for one of the shows on the network. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a dual show. Who knows? But we were talking about that, and I was just like, you know, I've got like a sauce that's it's pretty up there in heat. It's like second or third hottest that they would have on their thing. It's the first hottest from this company. It's the hottest sauce they make. And you're like, I'll try it. I was like, okay. So I was just going to have you try it. And then I was like, no, man. Like, I'll bro down with you. We'll try it together. So we did. We had a shrimp with this Dawson's Hedonist number one sauce. How did that work for you? How you feel about that?
I think you'll be able to tell from the video, but it started, like, it just started. Oh, it started in the, like, in like my right cheek and then just swarmed to the over my mouth. And I was like, oh.
Oh man, he looked like he was pained.
Like my face just turned red.
He
and I was
got
sweating.
Beet red. He was sweating. He was panicking a little bit.
Just started doing that awkward, that nervous laughing. Just like,
yeah. Like, you got nervous.
Wine is a bad choice.
Like some psychosis was going on. Like, ow, ow, ow.
Did the almond milk help though?
The almond milk did help.
Because we didn't have regular milk.
Right.
And usually that's what people use to help neutralize that.
Almond milk
heat.
Worked pretty well.
You guys don't do hot stuff.
No, not really.
No.
But I really want to bring someone on or someone's on and do the food, do the Hot Ones challenge.
The Hot Ones YouTube show.
I love that show.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite shows. You know what we should talk about that too is that Lauren saw something. We are foodies watching movies, but we are still foodies at heart, and that's important. You watched a show today for the first time you had never seen, and you watched Chopped.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you've never seen Chopped.
How was it? Like, what did you think?
I thought it was good. I mean, I feel like now that I've seen it, I've seen a lot of shows just like it.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was what we, like, what, like, kind of what inspired the cook today.
Yeah, the Chopped Basket Challenge.
Maybe that's the episode title. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll figure it out when we get there. So I don't know where we want to really go next with the episode. If we want to stick with food, like,
you pick up where we left off from last episode.
Oh, we could talk about the fact that we got these awesome cookies that we were decorating today.
Oh my
fall
God,
project.
You guys are going to have me do a thing.
Yeah. See if Nate can figure out who made the cookies that you'll see on the Instagram.
Okay, I'll go get them.
This is going to be interesting. Left. While I was cooking, you guys were decorating these cookies. And I did not see, I saw literally like 30 seconds of one of these designs, which is indistinguishable at this point. This is going to be really interesting. Okay. So, I'll just describe them as I see them.
Okay. So I have to preface this by saying I wasn't really trying. I just kind of made some derpy ass pumpkin cookies and I think they look silly.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm a fan of all of them.
I am a fan of all of them. As I look at them on this gigantic gold plate we put them on, they do look pretty radical.
Okay. So.
And we'll definitely post pictures and put them on our Instagram so you guys can
guess
our derpy pumpkins.
This apple, which is not a pumpkin, is AP. Okay. It just.
Because the leaf.
The leaf, I don't.
He's talking about that one, the poison apple looking one.
This one? Poison apple?
Oh, no, that's not me.
Okay, shit. Well, I've already started off failing. This is great.
You're blowing it.
Okay, so that makes my guess. RIP. This RIP one is Lauren.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I love that one, the RIP one.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
It's trippy as fuck. Okay, so. I do not know. Okay, I'm going to go on a limb and guess that this guy with the lightning nose is APs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got two.
He looks like a very jaded little pumpkin.
I still don't know who did this one. Nose. Okay. And you I'm just assuming.
To tell you who did that
and
one?
Some no? did multiple ones.
I'm just assuming everybody did two is my guess. I don't know if that's
I did
the case.
Three.
Oh,
is Sarah's on there?
Everything. Two of
Sarah's.
Sarah's
are on there. Sarah's are.
I'm guessing. I know this
Sarah's
one's
Sarah's are my favorites.
This one is Sarah's because it's dope as fuck and it's a Walk Among Us cookie. You can't beat it. That's
yeah, she
cool.
even did a little tiny piano in frosting.
Ridiculous.
And a spider. I love the spider. Yeah. With sprinkles.
It's cool. V?
Yeah, the derpy one with the dramatic eyebrows.
That's the
I have
that's
attack eyebrows.
Know, the eyebrows.
Yeah, I kind of messed him up and didn't care enough to fix it, so I just went dramatic.
AP.
Sprinkle face?
Sprinkle face.
Yeah.
Okay. V?
Yeah, another derpy one.
Okay, I like that
I actually
one.
Tried to do a little play with our band logo on his mouth. It says
W-A-U. I see it.
But it looks dumb.
I see it. He's just got a weird crooked smile.
Yeah, he looks derpy.
Sarah?
Yeah, she did the...
Jesus, that's like intense.
Yeah, she did a pretty cool face with a double lock.
That's ridiculous. So that means this is Lauren's.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's mine.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't finish that one, though. It looks like a poison apple.
See, these threw me off because I was like, whoever did this one fucking did this one. They liked those colors.
Well, I really liked Lauren's color scheme with the RIP cookie. It was green and black, so I decided to do a poison apple looking one with green and black.
Are these edible?
Yeah,
they're edible. I just want to take pictures of them before we eat them.
It's all construction paste.
Get them away from me.
Yeah, you're the worst sharer anyways. You'd eat them all.
You're right. The worst. AP, where we left off last episode, you said that, and it hasn't left my head. Where? What do you mean? What's the last thing we left
off
with?
Because I wasn't here.
Yeah, that sucked, by the way.
Was that the episode that you were supposed to watch Reality Bites, and then you were supposed to report back at the beginning of this episode and let us know? If you watched it or not.
I forgot to finish it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're blowing it.
I watched City of God.
Okay, let's talk about that.
I did something right.
Lauren had lent us the movie City of God to watch for our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I didn't watch it with you because I've already seen it. And I thought it was a great movie when I watched it, but I felt like I didn't want to see it again because it was too sad for me.
There are some pretty sad parts.
It was emotional,
movie.
And I just didn't want to do that to myself again.
I feel like the first time I saw it was probably like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago. When it first came out, I think, is when I saw it. But I didn't want to watch it again because it was, I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
Man.
Life sucks enough.
It was so good, though.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
That movie is, there's so much to talk about. The storytelling is brilliant because they put you in a scene in the movie that you're like not even sure what the fuck's happening. And then the payoff to that and you like realize what's going down is amazing, especially with how the movie ends and the symbolism that the movie has, like the beginning, the middle, and the end. And that is actually kind of just one story and one set of moments. It all revolves around the kids, Lil Z, or Lil Dice, and Rocket, and fucked up. That movie is fucked up. It's awesome. It was really, truly a surprise movie for me because you described it to me, you know, on the last episode, and I thought to myself like, okay, cool, boo. I thought to myself like, I'm not sure what I'm getting into with this movie, you know? And it starts off and it's like this thing with this chicken and I'm like, what in the fuck is this movie? I'm hooked. Okay, what's going on? And then they take you back to like the backstory of these characters and they tell you this beautiful story of the kind of the harsh reality of life in that area of the world. And it's criminals and crazy shit and
drugs and violence and
people killing their wives with shovels. I mean, it's intense. And the story is like, the whole movie, I think, hinges on my feeling that I thought that I was getting confused with what Rocket was going to actually become. Because I was like, oh, he's going down the path too. Like he's destined for it. It's all around him. Of course, that's not the case.
No.
But like the most fucked up of things happens throughout this movie often. You have the scene in the hotel and there's the robbery and the dudes take off. And then now they're wanted for multiple murders. What?
Yeah, wasn't that Rocket's older brother?
Yeah. Starts with a G. I cannot remember.
Shit.
Bad with names. Spoiler alert, though. We should mention. AP has not seen City of God yet.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
You're blowing it.
It's okay. Because you need to see it. I think no matter what we say here, yeah. As long as I don't reveal.
That's not really like a big like spoilery movie, really.
No.
Not yeah, like that's Get one Out. Of those where you just watch and see
not
what
like
happens.
Get Out, which me and AP have seen, but you two haven't.
Oh, we'll get to it.
Such a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cannot wait to watch with you guys or be there as you're watching it.
I'm in. I'm all in on that. So I just want to say City of God's story is interesting because it weaves.
Yeah.
You're in the present, then you're in the past, then you're in the future from the past, if that makes sense. Like
yeah.
The just evolving a little bit, and you're slowly learning backstories of all these characters and what's going on, and then you're in the present again in a whole different situation, and then someone from the past comes back, and you're like, oh shit, I thought this dude was who the story was going to start revolving around, but it's actually this little Dice character who's not a little Dice anymore.
He's a little Zay or a little Z.
Little Zay or a little Z. It's hard to, you know, it's yeah. Foreign. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's subtitles. It's inferred, okay? that's life. But you start to realize he has this, like, lust for just doing the worst shit. Like, he just wants absolute control to the highest power. So he just, he takes it. He's not afraid to say, nah, this is my fucking place now. And challenge every single person in the City of God.
Yeah.
To be the ruler supreme. And it's weird because at first.
Even though doesn't he end up getting Benny killed?
Yeah. Well, he actually kills Benny.
Does he kill Benny?
Because they're arguing at Benny's farewell party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, and that's another great story thing is, like, Rocket's almost with this girl, and that doesn't evolve into anything. But then she ends up with Benny, but then that ends up tragically, and that's, like, the worst scene in the movie. I mean, not yeah. Worst as in, like, it's the most emotionally damning, I think.
Yeah.
To me, but. Like,
either that or when Knockout Ned's family is getting, like...
Ooh, that's pretty fucked. That is a fucked up scene.
Yeah.
When they just gun that building down.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is this movie hinges on, like, ultimate, I guess, justice is maybe the way to say it.
Oh, shit. This movie has one of the most fucked up scenes I've ever seen. When Lil Zay shoots that kid in the foot.
Oh, that was totally messed up. So the kids are like
they're like these little slum kids.
It's Lil Dice. It's essentially a mirrored image of yeah. Lil Dice when yeah. he was younger, right? And they just want to run the slums and do all this shit and be bad kids. And it's like that whole like, I don't know if you realize how much of a bad kid you really want to be, so I'm going to put you to the limit. And he tells them, like, I'm going to shoot you either in your foot or your hand. You choose. Pretty sure the kid picks hand. He shoots him in the fucking foot. What the fuck? And then it just doesn't get better because I'm like, oh, okay, that's over. And then he's like, hands the gun to another kid and says, hey, pick one of them and kill him. And then you're in. That's all. That's it. And that was a weird thing about that character is, like, he essentially, when his empire is built, creates this peaceful environment almost. There's not a lot of fighting. There's not a lot of war or anything because yeah. he controls everything and Carrot's got his own little area and whatever. And then ultimately he relinquishes that control and everything goes to shit. And it's like, you're in fucking the middle of North and South Korea.
And you were wondering why I didn't want to watch this movie again.
Yeah, but it's so
just explain good. The whole reason why.
It's so good. It's a tragic movie. It's interesting. There is a line of text I don't want to share with AP because I think that is kind of awesome to learn after the fact. But the movie hinges on a bizarre realization.
At the end?
At the very end. One singular line of text that's not said by anybody. It's just here's a detail you might not have noticed. And it's, wow. It changes the, it literally, at the end of the movie, when you think you know the movie and you felt a certain way, it changes the movie. At least it did for me.
Yeah.
It's definitely up there for foreign films for me now.
So how many pizza slices would you give it?
Okay, so in all reality, I loved this movie. However, I got to take a little bit away from it, a little bit, because it had so much death and some really sad moments. And as I was just like, okay, like, do it for the podcast. Just get through this. And I did. It was fine. I think it's like a 4.5 pizza slices, but it's like a 4 cheese pizza where they gate, like, they really,
it's a little too much,
like, not, but not in a bad way. Like, it's just enough, but it's just a little, but it's just enough, but it might one too many slices and you're going to be sick. But if you, right. you know, if you can, so I loved it. I'm really grateful that you suggested that to me because it has broadened my appreciation for dope movies.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. I'm like kind of baffled here because I like am really hyped on this movie. I watched it yesterday and was just like, I cannot wait to discuss hopefully all of this. So that looks like that's possible homework for you, sir.
Yeah, and I have to jump in though because earlier before we started recording, you were talking about the plot of Enter the Void and I had fused those with you starting to help. I'm like, how is it going to get to that point?
Did you get confused?
Oh my God, yes. That's if funny. City of God. Okay, so I said we should watch Enter the Void, and it for some reason isn't on Netflix now. Damn you, Netflix.
I feel like you said it's because it's October.
That's
and
right.
And they're taking all the like scary movies off for October and putting like seasonal movies on or whatever.
They're taking off like some of the foreign films and some of the space that are for movies that don't necessarily get played in favor of putting your horror films for the month of October.
Okay.
Like they're trying to become more seasonally aware.
And they've always done that. I mean, you're not looking at Christmas movies right now.
I know. I feel like the selection on Netflix horror movies has always been shitty, though.
I heard that Netflix is increasing their prices.
They are. And they already... I already had my Netflix subscription increased. Like, within the last, like, 2 years, I think they did it in 2015 or something.
I feel like it's going to
go up to, like, $13.
Yeah. I read somewhere that that's because they're not really doing that well.
Well,
they're producing so much original content, they need more money.
Yeah. I guess, what's that one show? What's it called? Shit.
A Netflix show?
Stranger Things?
No, not Stranger Things. Stranger Things is surprisingly the least expensive show to film since 8.
Sense8.
That show was the most expensive Netflix film to show.
It. Yeah.
That and because it like just, I don't know. I feel like it did very well like in reviews, like, but it just didn't do that well commercially.
Yeah.
I did watch Stranger Things though, and I'm excited for season 2 of that.
Couple weeks. I think Sense8 thing it might have just been they wanted to see if they could probably see if they can get like 2 or 3 shows out with the same amount they were paying for the one show that maybe wasn't bringing them the excess they had hoped for.
Well, I think with Netflix, they realized they could tap into that market with Orange is the New Black when they first started doing that. And then based off of the success of that show, they started rolling out more original content, thus needing to, you know, increase prices for subscribers. And I don't know. I feel like the original content is good. I like a lot of Netflix shows. There's just so many of them, I can't keep up.
Well, I think I shared this statistic before that like their hope is to get to at least like 50% or more original content.
That's too much.
See, yeah, I like the idea of Netflix when it was Netflix, when you can pick the fucking movies you want to watch.
You could stream whatever TV shows and whatever movies you wanted to watch, pretty much.
like, I understand, like, it's a lot because rights are expensive, but it's biting the hand that fed them.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, hey, you want to watch all of this series? I mean,
because of Netflix, all of the, like, video stores are closing, and, like, where are you supposed to, like, rent your old shitty movie? I mean, everything's digital now.
Family Video is still a thing.
I still have a Family Video in my town. My little son and I live close there, and we walk there all the time to get gumballs. It's the best. Because if you get a yellow gumball, you get a free movie. And he's always getting gumballs there.
Family Video is honestly the only place in this area that you can go to get movies, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how that is a thing that doesn't exist anymore from earlier in our lives.
I remember there used to be Blockbusters.
Yeah.
There used to be this little like mom and pop like video rental store.
In Lowell?
It was on the corner, because I grew up in Griffith.
Oh, okay.
It was on the corner of Broad and Main.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the south.
Was it like a movie gallery corner or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now it's like a florist shop or whatever. But I used to get movies from there all the time growing up. My dad used to take me there, and he used to rent us pretty much whatever we wanted, which was probably honestly his mistake growing up. He would let us rent whatever we wanted for the most part.
What's the worst movie you rented at a young age, if you can remember? Honestly, we're all friends here.
Probably.
Worse isn't bad.
Mimic.
I don't think I saw that.
Is it like got gross imagery? I have not seen it. I don't mean like bad as in like maybe I didn't.
Like, what was the one movie that you rented that you shouldn't have at a young age?
Thank you.
That I shouldn't have?
Yes.
Yeah, like your parents shouldn't have let you rent that movie.
Like
Trilogy of Terror.
Trilogy of Terror.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's this very, it's got Karen Black in it. I don't know if you know her. I feel like she was in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
She plays like three different characters in this movie.
No, I don't think I've ever seen this movie. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. And in one of them, this is the only thing I remember. It's this tiny little doll that like has a knife. And it like it. She's like a museum worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like,
oh
she's
my
like,
God! Wait, I think I have seen this movie.
Yeah,
I think I just blocked that out. And yeah, you just and it, like and triggered it, comes, it back into my.
It chases her into a closet, and it like slices the knife underneath the closet door.
I totally remember that.
Yes.
Ew.
Creepy.
I thought you were gonna say Faces of Death.
No.
Yeah, that's a. I've never seen it, but.
I bet watching Trilogy of Terror now as an adult would probably be pretty awesome, because Sarah and I just recently watched Puppet Master, and I hadn't seen that since I was little, and that movie kind of scarred me because it has, you know, evil puppets and stuff. But watching it again as an adult, we were just like fascinated by how awesomely bad it was.
Yeah,
it's one of those.
I was gonna ask AP a question. It's weird because I feel like we have to catch up with you because you missed an episode.
I did listen to it though.
Oh, well, thanks for being a listener of our own show. That's great.
I like that I was providing a running commentary in our message board.
That was great too. Yeah. But I have a question. Have you ever worked a fast food job?
I did. I worked McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Do we all share the McDonald's thing? Did you?
No, I never worked at McDonald's. I worked at a Dairy Queen and Pizza Hut as a delivery driver.
And you worked at McDonald's and anywhere else?
McDonald's. My original first job was at this really crappy Mexican restaurant out in Valpo and then in Crown Point called Desert Moon.
Ooh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, okay. It was like just this really crappy, like, it just only maybe had like two or three stores max in Northwest Indiana.
Hmm.
And my first job, I trained out there for maybe like 2 weeks in Valpo, and then I moved to Crown Point for maybe like 2 or 3 months before I got the job at McDonald's.
Hmm.
Nice. McDonald's is a fun, weird gig to have.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any horror stories from being, like, tales from a fast foodie or, you know, things that have happened that you recall that were just, like, holy shit moments in life?
Yeah, because I worked at the classic rock and roll McDonald's.
Oh, fun.
Dude, on Vermilion. Yeah.
And I remember someone... Remember how like there's those mop buckets full of like the rags with like the sanitizer liquid?
Yeah.
So someone put one of those over by an electrical outlet and splashed water in it and started a small fire.
While you were working?
Yeah, I was like, but like, it wasn't like bad, but like made smoke. There was no fire. It was just like it sparked and smoked and stuff. They're like, don't pull the fire alarm. We'll call, like, because if they call a fire, they have to shut down for the night. They didn't want to do that. Like, I was working a closing shift.
It was too much red tape.
All right, so I'm going to, like, wrap into back to the Rock and Roll McDonald's. Because you're talking about the one on North Vermilion?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, right across from Arby's.
Yeah.
There used to be an old McDonald's there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at that McDonald's until the day they stopped that McDonald's to tear it down.
To build a new one.
I transferred from Hoopston to help Danville because they were in such a need for people, right? But I was like probably 17 at the time. It was the middle of summer. Maybe I was 18. I don't really recall. And I had to get up in the early in the morning and go there. And I worked and it was fucking miserable because everyone that worked there I didn't know. They were like the worst kind of people for the morning shift. You know how people can be just like shitty at McDonald's. And I will never forget one day I snuck into the basement for like 20 minutes to take a break and just ate a shit ton of the McDonald's cookies in that basement. I was like, fuck this place.
The old one had a basement, cookies. Didn't it?
It did. The old one had a basement. Yeah, they don't have that anymore. But
so did the Lowell McDonald's. They had a basement.
Yeah, the Lowell McDonald's is very similar to the Hoopston McDonald's that was there before they... did not demolish it. It became something else. And now
they
have
that strip mall one?
They have a, yeah.
Funny thing is, I also worked one shift at the Hoopston McDonald's.
Weird, really?
I worked there, the Christmas party they had. So, like, all the Hoopston employees could go, so they ported some Danville ones to the Hoopston one
makes
for the night.
Makes sense. That's
so I remember
they have their own Christmas party at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's a huge thing. Jesus.
I don't remember where it was at. Was it like, the one McDonald's or something?
Yeah. Didn't they, wasn't it South...
The one with the big area, like the big party room.
Yeah, I think that's Danville South. I can't remember what the fuck they called it. So, but that was my first job, and I loved it. Played softball. That was fun. McDonald's, we had our own softball team.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't a part of that? Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't stand working in fast food. I hated it.
Oh, I hated it, too. I did two terms at McDonald's. It was awful.
I hated being a pizza delivery driver, too, because people just, they don't understand the concept of tipping. Like, they see that there's a delivery charge on the ticket, but they think that that goes to the driver, but it doesn't.
Wait a minute. I have a concept question for you. Hmm? People don't understand the concept of tipping. We're a food podcast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we should explain to people how they tip. Do you think people don't know, like, really, and we need to start educating people more?
Maybe people should be educated on it. I was a short order cook this past summer for a while, and I very rarely got tipped. But what people don't understand is that I was the only person in the kitchen, so I had to make all the food by myself for the entire restaurant, and it was very stressful and very difficult. And if they give tips, like carryout orders, the chef, the cook is supposed to get them. And sometimes sometimes you wouldn't get them. And sometimes people just didn't even think to tip you because you don't think to tip the cook. But when you're depending on them as part of your paycheck, then it makes it really difficult. And people don't understand that, like, as a server, you know, if you don't get tipped, you're actually losing money because you still have to tip out the bus boys that are the bussers that clean up the plates and, you know, the expediter or whomever, you know, so you end up paying for part of their dinner because you didn't get tipped. It's pretty shitty.
I typically like to leave like between 15 and 20 is what
I always leave 20% just because. Even like when I'm doing carry out, if I'm just going up to, I always give them something just for bringing me my food because I know how shitty it is to work in the food industry sometimes, which is why I'm no longer doing it. I'm super pleased that I can just start cooking for myself again and, you know, make stuff that I enjoy cooking instead of a billion fucking sandwiches, you know, in a day.
Yeah.
For people that don't tip me.
I typically do 18 to 20% and I usually round to the nearest whole dollar amount because I hate
you like
doing, I don't like doing the exact
20%.
Mm-hmm. I'll either do more or less depending on what it is to the nearest dollar amount. Like,
see, cost an easy, plus an tip, easy you, way to do the tipping my mother taught
double,
me how to do no
or move the decimal and double
no
it.
So she told me just whatever the bill is take 10% of it, figure out what 10% of it is, and then just multiply that.
Well, that if you move the decimal one place to the left and then double that amount, that would be...
Right. There's a lot of different ways to do it, to figure it out. The easiest way for me was just the 10% route, because if, like, you've got a $32 bill, then it's like...
$3.20. Right. $6.40.
And there's your tip.
Right.
Right there.
Casino life gave me math.
Yeah, Nate's a numbers guy.
Sometimes. So we should go back to something we did on the last episode. You had seen The Departed.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren had finally saw So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Which I'm super happy about.
I watched The Prestige and almost all of Reality Bites, which I totally forgot that I should have totally finished, which next Foodies, I promise.
It's
actually,
okay.
No, the next Foodies is going to be different. We can actually talk about that at some point in this episode too. But AP.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's 20 years later, right? Fight Club was 97?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You hadn't seen Fight Club.
I hadn't seen Fight Club. Apparently everyone else has seen it like a dozen times.
Okay, yeah. Fight Club joke. Are we allowed to talk about it?
No.
This episode actually... What are we talking about?
We're not talking about anything.
Nothing? What are you doing? Okay, good. Anyways.
First rule of Project Mayhem. Last question.
So
God,
what
that movie's so
did,
fucking good.
What did you think? What's your quick reaction to it? Not really quick, but you know.
I think for the majority of the movie, I was going, what? Like, I was like, I didn't know what the movie was. The movie was rapidly evolving into a different movie altogether. Sorry. But yeah, I remember like watching, like for me, it felt like the beginning of it reminded me a lot of Office Space.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you could almost
with
do
Ed
that.
Norton.
You could almost do this, like, take that same cast, add Brad Pitt, and you could almost do the same movie with, like, the main character from that and all the people. Like, the Meatloaf character could have been the one with the stapler. It could have easily.
It would have worked.
Yeah. You could have almost done that.
It translates.
Like, it could have almost evolved the same way. Like, he was sick of his job, got into this whole thing. But.
I loved Fight Club. I thought it was a really excellent movie. I guess we don't really need to worry about spoilers, as this movie came out a very long time ago.
20 years.
Yeah. But what I love most about Fight Club is how it still seems to be relevant. Like, I still hear Tyler Durden references in social media and stuff. And every time, of course, I hear the Pixies, Where Is My Mind, I think about the end of that movie.
I just don't think you could make that movie now. Like, that same movie, I don't think could get made now. Because the amount of, like... destruction of buildings, like kind
anarchy.
Of the anarchy and stuff, I don't think that would sit well with the culture we're in today.
I don't know.
Like post 9/11, post all of the
rioting, a trailer for something called Geostorm.
Disaster porn?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, to tie it into what you're talking about in like today's reality, they're making some movie about a weather machine that controls weather patterns on Earth, and some bad guy is trying to use it to create destructive tornadoes and hurricanes.
Like, basically, that whole plot was like to like dissolve hurricanes and tornadoes and stuff, but it's like someone's like, oh, you can just flip a switch essentially and like
right.
create chaos
and there's like
storms.
Tons of conspiracy stories that have been going on for years about how the government actually does have like some kind of weather controlling system already like somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, this is the world we're living in, AP.
Damn, now this episode will never be heard because the FBI and people are going to take it down because we talked about their weather machine.
Well, now we're talking about a horrible movie called Geostorm, which might not be horrible. I haven't seen it.
It has Gerard Butler in it.
So anyway, we were talking about Fight Club.
Much better.
I almost just quoted Workaholics. You mean Gerard Buttcheeks.
Okay.
I love that show.
Actually, I wrote a few notes down that I didn't want to...
Yes, read your notes. Let us hear what your thoughts are upon this movie.
He had homework.
Yeah.
He had to take notes.
One thing. It took me almost half the movie to realize that was actually Meatloaf.
Really?
Really?
You were just like, is that Meatloaf?
I was like,
I loved Meatloaf.
Why does that look
that
familiar?
Bob,
and I was like,
Bob
and
the bitch
I was
tits.
Like, why would Meatloaf let them put bitch tits on him? I
His
don't
name
understand.
Is Robert Paulson.
What about Bob?
God, that movie is so fucking weird. And it's so good.
And also
though.
One thing that
I love the scenery he's talking about. You're like, you're having a fight with your imaginary friend, you know?
Oh, the one thing that like, the cinematography was amazing. Like that whole, like the scene with Tyler Durden and Helena Bonham's character was like that, like the sex in the head was just like the cinematography for that was like amazing, and just everything else was
to make sure that they never were like in the room at the same time.
Yeah.
So she never knew, or so he thought that they were having conversations, but
yeah,
it was his imaginary friend.
One thing that like I
so
thought
she was like, "What the fuck is going on? Who are you talking about?"
Another thing I didn't think about, like I was thinking about it again on the ride over here, was that Jared Leto's character in this movie could easily become Jared Leto's Joker.
Yeah.
You see, he gets all this hair. Out. He has platinum blonde hair. They have that green paint that they used for that one building.
Oh, yeah.
You're so good, dude.
You could easily.
That's
have,
a good mashup.
Like, all it took was like some green paint, just slide it through his hair and be like, that's Jared Leto's Joker. Some iron cap teeth because he got them all punched out by
tattooed.
Edward Norton.
Yeah. Man, like, that was a tough movie. That was a real tough movie. Like, diving into the brain of somebody who would literally blow up his entire fucking life because he was so sick of it and was sick enough to just lose it and get out all of his anger and aggression and repressed things. That was an interesting movie.
That movie had the great twist because, like you guys have been talking about, Tyler Durden and Ed Norton's character are one and the same.
Yeah, they're the same person.
And it's...
And when you find, like, I remember the first time I saw Fight Club and I realized that that's what was happening. I was just like, oh my God, my mind was just blown. And I don't see a lot of movies like that these days where I'm like, oh my God, my mind was blown.
It's like crazy with that twist in Memento.
Oh yeah, we keep talking about Memento. That was a great movie. We should probably watch it again soon.
Yeah, I'm down, totally.
Gotta watch Get Out first.
Yeah, you guys need to watch Get Out. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm excited
about
this
twist?
Movie.
It's got an amazing twist in it.
Damn.
I went to go see it twice in theaters.
Whoa.
Once with my best friend and then once with my cousin, which honestly isn't that many times to go see a movie.
Well, in this era, yeah.
Yeah, movies are expensive.
Movies are too expensive. And if you were like, oh, like you probably went the first time you saw it and then did you tell your cousin, I need you to go see this?
Yes.
And then you took them.
Yes.
See, I think so, you told me awesome. To see it the first time we actually like hung out. Wasn't that the one you and Keith had gone to see?
Mm.
Or was that... No, that was Night Out or something like that?
That was Girls Trip.
Girls Trip. Okay.
There's like 8 of those movies right now.
Yeah.
Night
a lot
Out,
of
Girls Trip.
Ladies, debauchery movies.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Girls Trip was really good, though. I recommend everyone go to see it. Or, no, you're going to have to rent it now. It's not even in theaters anymore.
Damn, missed the boat. What's up?
I have one more thing that I... Was that, know that 3 Days Grace song, Pain?
Okay, yeah.
Every time they had a fight scene, I could just listen to that song in my head and just hit it.
Okay.
You know that song, Pain, yeah. That 3 Days Grace?
Yeah, I know it.
It's just, I feel like it could fit. It was like like a trailer for that movie now would just have that song.
It probably exists on the internet. Somebody
I'm sure
has probably
someone
made
did a
that.
Cut of that.
The soundtrack for Fight Club was good, too.
Yeah. That movie was solid. What would you give it, man? Out of the
pizza
slices.
I feel like I really need to watch that movie again to get the full extent of it, but I would say it's probably about 4 for right now. 4 out of 5.
Solid 4. Nice.
Like, I think I'd probably like it a lot more. I think I need to, like, digest it, watch it again, and then I could probably give a more, like, thoughtful answer on how I'd rate it.
That's definitely a second viewing experience.
As is The Prestige, I think.
Ooh, we're going to do that. Maybe even tonight.
I would love to watch The Prestige with you.
Yeah.
That was a great movie, and I loved David Bowie in it, and I'd watch that movie anytime.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that new Hugh Jack movie that looks almost like a sequel-ish to Prestige?
Said it what?
It's the one where he's playing P.T. Barnum.
Oh, the circus one?
Or like The Showman or something?
I feel like I vaguely recall this movie's existence, but I haven't seen a trailer for
it. It's just him being that type of like... He's the showman. Yeah, that same kind of personality. And I don't know if it's going to have the same kind of gut feeling, but it looks like almost like a in-kind sequel to it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Or very similar.
I feel like since it's October, we should maybe try and talk about our favorite scary movies, even though it doesn't even really feel like Halloween yet.
Well, we did decorate these little pumpkin cookies all spooky, and we were at the store earlier today, and they had... hilarious, cute, skeleton-themed jewelry for $3. And I bought myself a choker with skeleton hands on it. So I'm feeling spooky. We can talk about Halloween shit.
Okay.
Favorite. You just watched Hocus Pocus, which is like the one thing you have to do in October, right?
It's like one of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites.
Talk about what's happening to Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, we need to talk about that. I don't know how I feel about it yet. Probably not very good.
What are they doing with it?
Okay, so go ahead.
They're going to do a Disney Channel original movie version of Hocus Pocus.
It's going like to be a reboot, Hocus though. Pocus. It's not going to be a sequel with the same cast.
No, it's going to be they're making the movie again with... They're going to Disney Channel it.
And I'm not pleased. I want Bette Midler.
No, I want all of them back.
I want all of them.
I think they talked about, like, there was talks they were going to do a sequel with the original cast.
Yeah, there have been talks about it. And I've been following that story for the past few years because I'm a dork and a 90s kid and I love that shit.
How are they really going to remake it? Because...
They'll probably do a modern version of it.
I know, but it's just like Bette Midler and Kathy Najimy were not young when they made this movie.
Right. I don't think it's going to be like the same characters.
And Sarah Jessica Parker was younger than the both of them, but she still probably wasn't even that young. So it's like, if they're going to do a reboot, I mean, who are they going to cast as each person? Just because
it might be
they kind of just
right, and it's probably just going to be an entirely different story, but the same like premise or something. Okay, no. I used to watch Hocus Pocus. I still do it. I watch it every fucking year around Halloween, you know, and I've watched it every year since I was little. It was always my jam. And that's a great movie. I recommend it. I give it 4.5 pizza slices on the spooky meter.
Ooh, spooky meter?
On the Halloween movie
Should
meter.
We give it like 4.5 spiders if it's a spooky meter?
Sure. I like
spiders?
It. Why not?
I don't know. That was the first thing that went to my mind. Giant spiders. Ugh.
What else? What other Halloween movies have we been recently watching?
Oh, I don't watch that shit, typically.
Why not? I'm really upset that Ash vs. the Evil Dead is not going to be back until next February.
I didn't get to watch that. I had to cancel my like subscription to a bunch of shit because it was too expensive. So I missed that one. And I also missed the Evil Dead musical that apparently was around a year or two ago. Yeah, but I always liked that.
An Evil Dead musical?
Yeah, there was an Evil Dead musical, allegedly. I didn't get to see it, though.
In Chicago.
Yeah, it was coming to Broadway.
I think we're talking about horror movies. I need to just mention my favorite classic. Which would be A Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 1984.
That movie makes me laugh so hard.
Now, yes.
The scene where he cuts off his finger and like says, Tina. Like, and he's just smiling at her while he like slices his finger and she just like freaks the fuck out. That always makes me laugh so hard.
Young Johnny Depp.
My favorite,
first role.
My favorite Nightmare on Elm Street was the third one.
That was Dream Warriors.
Yes.
Oh, I bet you'd like our friend Cy and his lady Kristen.
What was the one?
We watched that
where
with
he,
them.
They love that movie. It was like it broke the third, fourth wall kind
of. That was Wes Craven's New Nightmare. And they had the cast of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
Playing themselves.
And Freddy manifests himself into real world.
And thinks they're, and do you think they're their characters or is he?
I think he knows they're just them.
Okay.
Like, and because the bit is that it's been in their head so long that it's like he manifested from their thoughts.
Interesting.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. It's really good, though.
Horror movies are so funny.
I also loved Freddy versus Jason.
I love that movie,
God,
too.
That movie's so good. It's a
He
it's
was a, mine!
That, yeah. That movie, I always hoped that they would have done like a Freddy versus Jason versus Pinhead sequel, just because
I didn't like Hellraiser.
They left it open ended.
Yeah. You don't like what was it?
Hellraiser.
Pinhead. Hellraiser is one of the only scary movies that I have not been able to sit through entirely.
Yeah.
Just too much.
I saw it in the 90s when I was probably too little.
Isn't
to
that
see
Clyde
it.
Barker?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know, but it fucked me up when I was little, and I never wanted to watch it again. So I never did.
I guess speaking of classic horror movies, have you talked about the return of a classic horror character? The new Michael Myers movie?
Lee Curtis is
coming back
is coming
as Laurie
back.
Strode.
40 years later or something like that.
Weird.
Yeah, I think we posted an article about that on our Foodies Watching Movies. Oh, no, we posted that on our band page.
Yeah.
Because it was Halloween related.
Yeah, and we haven't, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember Halloween.
I remember Halloween.
Didn't it come out in like 1978? So won't it be 40 years
later? Yeah, it was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It'll be 40 years later by the time the movie comes out.
That's wild. Mm-hmm.
So 1998 was when Halloween H2O had to have come out.
That was. It did come out in 1998.
Gosh.
I still remember the video box cover at Family Video of it.
Yeah.
You know, I never understood that movie title until right in this very second. Halloween H 20th anniversary. Yes. 2-0.
Wow.
Halloween.
They were talking about water.
Halloween water.
You thought they were talking about water.
Halloween water.
I was so confused.
Aw, you had an epiphany. Like, that's great.
Mike Myers versus Jason. Halloween H2O.
We got to talk about Jason this week. 2 days from today, folks. Friday the 13th. Holy shit.
2 days.
Yeah, when this drops, that's we have right. to future trip. You have to.
I haven't been future tripping, sorry.
This is Wednesday like, right now. This is weird. Time travel? Today is Wednesday when you're hearing this, folks, and it is Wednesday. There was a great poor rapport yesterday, episode 6. How was it?
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
I only did that because I know in present time he hasn't recorded it yet. So it was just like.
It went fantastic.
Okay. So yeah, you were talking about the Jasons.
News is great.
Yeah, I love those movies. Jason Takes Manhattan was like probably the first one I saw. Out of order.
Wasn't there one in space?
Oh, Jason X? Fuck yeah, Jason X is amazing.
Spies. Oh, come on.
Oh, it's great. It's terrible. It's terrible. So awful, but it's
so
great.
Awful.
But it's so good at the same time. They
you
go
have
back.
That one on Blu-ray? Do you have that one on DVD?
No. I might have Jason. No, I don't have any Jason movies on Blu-ray yet. But I do have Freddy vs. Jason on DVD somewhere. But Jason X, there's like a cargo ship that goes to like a desolate Earth and they're digging for artifacts and they pull up the tomb of Jason and like he reanimates in space. And I will say, coolest.
It's amazing.
It is. It's the there's the coolest fucking kill in any of the Jason movies. He dunks this chick's head in liquid nitrogen, freezes her face, and then smashes it on the counter.
Wow.
Savage.
Well, I just remember seeing like the disc cover and it was like him in like a metal mask. I'm like, where would he get a metal mask from?
Go back to Camp Crystal Lake.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, and then that's another thing. There's like a simulation of camping and it's got like kind of, you know, provocative women that are definitely naked and partying out in the woods. And he like, in the simulation, beats them to death in their sleeping bags, but like they're not there. It's the movie's fucking super
like,
bizarre.
Hey.
A dumb movie.
I liked it kind of.
There's just so many of those sequels to like classic movies.
Jason Goes to Hell was good. I mean, if we're talking about those movies,
have any of you seen The Mist?
Yeah, I saw The Mist. I read the book, the Stephen King book, The Mist, and that book fucked me up. That was such a sad. Scary story.
What's it about? I've never seen it.
It's about this small Maine town.
It's always about a small Maine town.
Yeah.
If it's Stephen King, it's a small Maine town.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Castle Rock.
And in this town, there's all these people and they're in the supermarket and they're all going grocery shopping and this mist comes and like envelops the town. And in the mist, there are these monsters, like these creatures that like slowly begin to like attack smaller and smaller groups of them.
And it's the story is about a father and his kid and they're trapped in a supermarket because they can't leave because of the mist.
And everyone dies at the end.
I'm not telling anything. I'm not telling you.
I'm not probably going to see it. That's just
fine. I have it on Blu-ray.
It was
and the Blu-ray the Blu-ray version of The Mist comes with a black and white version.
Really? Ooh, that's scary.
That entices me
to
want to watch
it. Did it make it scarier?
I don't know.
Did it do anything for you?
Not really. I still kind of prefer the original just because the original, like, there's so much blood.
Yeah. Jesus. It's a fucked up story. Yeah. You know, obviously, I thought the book was better than the movie. And didn't I read recently that they're going to be doing another The Mist? Isn't it going to be like a mini series?
They did it.
They did it for Spike.
Oh, did it already happen?
Yeah. It's done. It's already over with. It started in like June and it ended probably in like August.
I heard good things about it. I just never got a chance to see it.
I didn't see it. I missed it.
I don't have Spike, so it's supposed
to be coming to Netflix.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Well, for $11.99,
that was spaghetti fingers.
They better put all the stuff on there.
Okay. Shit, I was going to say something and I don't recall. Oh, you know what we really probably should talk a little bit about is what we're doing next week.
Yes.
And the plan for Foodies Episode 4, which is kind of symbolic because while it's Foodies Episode 4 of Season 2, we're in Episode 3 today, Episode 4 is actually Episode 10 that we've done of this specific show. We're having the first supper. And the goal is to get the entire network together.
Everybody from every podcast.
Looks like it's going to happen. You know, just like everything seems like it's going to line up. And we are going to have done multiple podcasts throughout the day across various shows on the network. I think 6 of the 8 shows record next Sunday. And we're going to do the Foodies First Supper. And we're going to have every member of the network on our show.
Yeah.
That'll be
great. We're going to be cooking and taking some videos.
The intro
Maybe we might
even
be doing some live Facebook videos. Who knows?
The intro will take like 10 minutes to intro everyone.
It's going to be nuts. Yeah. I'm probably going to like...
There's going to be a lot of people talking over each other
Nate
and eating.
And Sarah and Veronica and Lauren and Andrew and Blaine. And I was like, oh my God.
Let's see. Can you keep going? Can you do it all?
No.
No, save it. Save it. Save it for next week. Because yeah, next week you got to do the intro, bro. Because V did episode 1. And I did episode 2, and Lauren just did episode 3's intro.
That's all me.
So
I can introduce the First Supper.
No pressure.
I'm going to accidentally call it the Last Supper and be like,
oopsie.
Well, it's now the Last Supper.
Foreshadowing or something.
Goodbye, guys.
Ugh. Later.
We'll never be in the same room again.
No, oh, that's...
Aw, sad.
No.
Ugh. Dark.
I hope not.
That's going to be a long weekend, though.
But we got 2 shows.
Yeah, our band has some shows, some big shows.
Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday is Podcastastrophe.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, intense weekend. We have to travel to, where are we traveling to this weekend? We're going to
Fort Wayne.
We're going to Fort Wayne.
Brass Rail.
And then we're driving down to Indianapolis.
Punk Rock Night.
At the Melody Inn. And then we're going to drive up to Lafayette for the podcast extravaganza.
Podpocalypse? Podpocalypse.
That, it's hard. It's, you got to get it. Podpocalypse. It's bizarre. I'm excited for that. We've got, like I said, almost every show recording. We're going to have some special guests on different shows that never have been on before. But the whole thing was like to have everybody in the same room together. And we're, as we record this, yesterday was the 2-month anniversary of the Journey into Comics Network, which was this past weekend for those of you who are listening now currently. Unless you're a patron and then you're probably listening to this sometime Monday. Bizarre how life works. So I just thought like it would be super cool to get everybody together for a fucking picture. And at first it was just like, you might be in the area, maybe podcasting with Blaine. Like maybe we can do this picture. And I was like, maybe Lauren would come down for this picture. And then I was like, wait a minute. What if we just go balls to the wall and plan like a schedule and have everybody recording pretty much different parts of the day and make it a fucking event and get jazzed, because this is a little, if we can pull this off, my plans for episode 200 of Journey into Comics are going to be easy. Right. So this is really kind of the test run to see if we can pull this off.
Right. Because I remember the whole idea came up was like, because the CW shows come back, I'm like, Nate, you're going to be in Indiana, Blaine's Indiana. If I come down there, we could talk about the CW shows. Like, that's a great idea. And then it's just, it took a life of its own.
It started with, we were going to do Poor Rapport and do talking about the CW shows. And then it was like, well, you guys got to do Podcastrophy too. And then it was like,
Blaine and I have still have never met.
Well, if we're going to, if that's going to be happening, then we might as well film Game Addicts. Sarah's going to be there. She wanted to do Game Addicts with the guys. Might as well make that happen. And it was like,
be very careful about how you word what you're about to say, because I see you looking at me.
Veronica, what?
I will be a guest on the Butt Stuff podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's the only way you can say that.
Butt Stuff.
Yeah.
Which is actually really funny. I've been listening to it. It cracks me up.
They crack my shit up. Those Would You Rathers. Some of those were horrendous. I think the one
the
one they started with with the would you rather if your husband and your father switched bodies, whose body would you rather sleep with to get him to switch back? And it's
why
like,
did you send that to them? That was
I
so
found the list.
Horrific.
I was like, these are awful, and I was like,
those were really awful.
And I said, that one was or if
for shame.
If you're halfway inside your your mother and your mother, if your father was halfway inside you, would you go forward or backwards?
fuck, man? Like, where did you even find that?
It came up, like, on, like, BuzzFeed or something. And I was like, oh, God. The fucking horrific would-you-rathers.
Yeah. But Stuff podcast.
Nice save.
Yeah, yeah. They talk about all kinds of interesting things.
None of which
I'm excited
stuff.
To be a guest on that show.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun that weekend.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
Doing the first supper is going to be really cool because we're going to have an opportunity to kind of get what my plan is because there's going to be so many people, we'll probably just have like 5 or 6 mics total live and we'll just pass them around and just, oh, you're going to talk? Okay, cool. Anyways, I'm sorry that I'm planning live that sometimes you do that in podcasts happens. But
we're doing logistics.
I'm trying to think. We should talk about what we're going to watch next.
Okay, let's do some homework assigning.
Yeah.
Let the right one in.
Let the right one in.
I've seen that movie. I have seen that movie. I'd watch it with you.
Okay.
Which version? The original or the remake?
The original.
Okay, then yeah, I'll watch that movie.
It's sitting right over there. She lent it to us.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
AP, what are you going to watch? What does he need to see?
Well, Killer Joe is on his list. But I think that, okay, so we're going to try to bounce this around interestingly.
Okay.
Because I think I realized to get us all four to watch the same movie might prove difficult. So far, it has proved extraordinarily difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's all watch Get Out on episode 6.
We should do that. I love that idea. But what I was going to say is, what if we all are assigned a different movie and have to watch it and kind of have like a little
report on
hype
it.
Report, you know? So you could do Killer Joe. I can do Let the Right One In. Yeah. What movie will you watch, though?
You can watch Get Out if you want, or do you two want to watch it together?
Well, AP thinks it would be cool to do that on episode 6, like together. The four of us. Watch it and then do the episode.
Oh, okay.
So we have an opportunity to...
So what do you want me to watch? What do I need to watch?
Oh, I don't know. I know what Lauren needs to watch.
Okay, what does Lauren need to watch?
The Prestige.
Okay.
It's
on
need
Netflix.
To watch that.
You have to. Because
we're going to rewatch it anyway.
Have you seen that, AP?
I don't think so.
Oh, this changes
everything. God damn. That's... Lasai, I don't know what to do here.
You can watch it and report back to us if you feel so inclined.
If I can get through Killer Joe, I'll watch that movie as well.
Okay.
Cool.
Remind me.
Anything for me? Anybody got any 47 suggestions?
47 meters down. No.
Okay. Think about who I am as a person.
Yeah, you
and then
like
base your recommendation off of what you know about me. Because I have very limited time as I work a couple jobs and I'm in a band and a single
Netflix
mom.
Netflix the best bet
so
for you?
I need to have something good.
I know.
You should watch Holidays.
Holidays?
It's the horror anthology. It's like each holiday gets a little
vignette.
Yeah,
Kevin Smith
like
directed
that idea.
One.
Kevin Smith directed the Halloween
I like
one.
Those shitty old creep show movies.
There, some
like
are
vignettes.
A little graphic, but it's overall really good.
What's it called?
Holidays.
I was gonna say she should watch 10 Cloverfield Lane.
I've seen that.
Also good.
You saw 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Those are two different movies, really.
I saw that.
Like last 20 minutes really just changed the whole movie.
It really did. That was a fucked up movie.
Like if she would have...
That was scary.
I don't want to talk about that now, but yeah, no.
So many movies, so little time. Yeah. Holidays, huh? Lawrence, do you have any suggestion for me? Given my limited time span to watch movies, anything I have to see?
I'm trying to think of what I had in that picture at home of like scary movies that you could maybe watch one.
We have Netflix has been doing good this Halloween season with scary movies.
You can maybe watch if you want to. You can try watching Raw.
Raw?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get it.
Okay.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it. Easy.
Okay. Well, I've got some good suggestions and I will figure out what the fuck I'm going to watch and report back to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Next time.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else we want to cover before we call it a day? I'm not sure where we want to go from here.
No, I think we need to see some of these
cookies.
Should
we talk about that creation with the fried green tomato chips?
Ooh, yeah. We had an inspired idea for our appetizer today while we were waiting for Nate to do his chopped mystery basket challenge thing. Sarah and I had picked out some Boursin cheese from the store and some of these... delicious crackers, and then in the impulse lane at the register, she picked up a bag of Lay's fried green tomato potato chips. And then we were sitting here eating them, and we decided to put the cheese on the potato chips. And it was next level fucking delicious.
Heavenly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super gardeny and really bright and zesty. And the cheese on these potato chips was just excellent.
It was like a different take. I said this. It was like a different take on a sour cream and onion chip with French onion dip on it.
Right. And she and I had said in the car on the way back here, I was like, God, we should have got some dip. Like, I really wish we would have got the French onion dip for these chips because we were jamming them in the car because we hadn't had breakfast and we were starving. But, yeah, it turned out really good with the boars and cheese. And I think that there's still a bunch left that we should probably go eat.
I'm totally into that.
All right.
Well, we'll get into the plugs before we call it an episode. As always, folks, you can check out Foodies Watching Movies on all of the different social media sites, whether it's Facebook at Foodies Watching Movies, on Twitter at Film Foodies, Foodies Watching Movies on Instagram. Always listen to us on the Journey into Comics Network at journeyintocomics.com or on all the different podcasting services such as iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, I'm trying to think, Overcast, Downcast. There's like too many. If you don't know how to find a podcast, I don't know how you're listening to this right now, and I'm a little confused. but we appreciate you guys listening. This was episode 3 of season 2 of Foodies Watching Movies. I think we're going to call it Chopped Club. Chopped Club, right?
I like it.
Did there.
Yeah, right. Okay. I just thought of that right now. That just kind of popped in there. But... if that, are you selfieing on the goddamn podcast?
Yeah, I wanted to take a picture of you.
Oh, why did you just take it? Oh, you took it?
I did.
Oh, great.
Pictures.
Cool. I was blissfully unaware. All right, folks. Well, if that is going to do it for this week's episode of Foodies Watching Movies, thank you guys again so much for joining us. I'm Nate.
I'm Veronica.
I'm Lauren. I'm still very hungover.
And I'm Andrew.
We're all still hungry.
And keep eating, folks. Later.